Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. The Lord gave me a dream that I'd like to share. I received it on March 23rd, 2023, and it has to do with curses, and that's why I titled this video, Are You Under a Curse? In this dream, I was outside of my house in the front yard, and I had two little children that appeared, which I didn't seem to know who they were. And I told them they needed to go home. And then suddenly, this is where it gets very strange, these two children turned into two bluebirds that sat on the lawn. And in my dream, I didn't think that there was anything unusual about that. What I did is I took each bluebird, I picked each one up by my hand, and I forcefully threw it in the air to send it home, one at a time. And they started to fly away, and then all of a sudden, they ricocheted right back to me and landed on the bushes that were next to me. And I knew that I had to go and pick them up again and throw them as far as I could so they could fly away. And that was the end of the dream. Here's the interpretation. First, I want you to know that I love bluebirds. Matter of fact, I have a lot of bluebird boxes on my property, and I have a lot of bluebirds that fly around, and I think they're one of the most beautiful birds. So when I got this dream, I was really clueless about what this was about, though I knew it was prophetic. I know when I get prophetic dreams from the Lord. And so I know that when I get them, I don't understand. He does give me dream interpretation. I believe that this is one of the gifts that He's given me, along with the gift of prophecy. He's given me the gift of interpretation. And so if any of you have a dream that you think is from the Lord, you think is prophetic, and you don't understand it, go ahead and put it in the comments section, or go ahead and write me, and I will pray over it and see if the Lord will give me the interpretation for you. All right, back to my dream. So, when I got the dream, I didn't understand what it was. So I, like I always do, I started praying and I asked the Holy Spirit to show me what this was, because I thought it was very strange that children turn into bluebirds. And I immediately heard the word curses. After I prayed, I heard the word curses. And sure enough, I remembered that there is a verse that talks about how birds can stand for curses. And this is where you find it. It's in Proverbs 26:2. It says this, like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. So we see that birds often represent curses. They also can represent demons. Blackbirds and crows oftentimes represent demons. So when this verse is a very important verse, because when we walk closely with the Lord, it says that an undeserved curse does not come to rest. So what does that mean, an undeserved curse? Well, an undeserved curse is when we walk closely with the Lord in humbleness, obedience, and repentance, then that curse does not have the right or the authority to attach itself to us and harass us. However, there are many times in our lives when we let our defenses down, or we let our guard down, or we become spiritually weak, or we are not walking in the Spirit or have sinned. There's many things that keep us from not having a door closed to curses. We open the doors, brothers and sisters, without even knowing it, by not walking close with the Lord. And during those times, this is when our spiritual armor is no longer secure or even on. Now, this will leave the door for the enemy to come in, and one of the ways is through curses. And so a word curse can land on you. Now, in this dream, I had two curses, two birds, two children, two birds, two curses that had been sent to me that I had needed to get rid of. And they came through, in the dream, an unknown and unlikely source, like the children. Who would have ever thought? But in real life, this often happens. Those around us, who we least expect, can be the source of word curses, knowingly or unknowingly, that's placed upon us. Matter of fact, we ourselves can place a curse on ourselves by saying something terrible or negative about ourselves. Now, this calls for us, it says in the Bible, that we are to be wise as serpents. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom so we are able to detect when we have somebody who's put a word curse. I'm talking about word curses right now. There's lots of different curses. There's word curses, there's generational curses, there's self curses, there are witchcraft curses. But right now I'm talking about more of a word curse, when somebody has either insulted us or they have condemned us, accused us, or criticized us. Those often become word curses. And they need to be dealt with once you know about them or once you suspect them. And you can do that through proclaiming the word in spiritual warfare. Now, before I get into how to deal with these curses, I wanted to finish talking to you about this dream I had. In the dream, I tried to get rid of the birds, right? I threw them up trying to get them to go home. And they left for a moment. I saw them flying off. And then all of a sudden, they literally flew back at me. I mean, it was like ricocheted, like right back at me. And what that means is that we have to do diligent warfare. We can't just do like one little prayer. We have to do diligent warfare when we suspect that a curse has been placed upon us. And we are not to take it lightly, because it can cause real problems in your life. So any demonic forces in the spiritual realm, any demonic forces in the spiritual realm, they need the power of the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They need the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they need the forcefulness to be casted out. They do not leave politely. Curses and any kind of demonic principalities, they do not leave politely. They have to be dealt with in the spiritual realm, and they have to be dealt with spiritual warfare. So I, in my blog, and I will have a transcript of all of this for you, I have written how to get rid of curses. And I have their steps that need to be taken. And of course, one of the steps is to use scripture. That is our sword of the armor that it talks about in Ephesians 6. Our sword is our armor. So we need to take the word of God, and we need to proclaim and declare and to come into agreement with those verses. And then at the end, I have an actual prayer. It's a sample prayer. The Holy Spirit can lead and guide you to do your own prayer. But it is a prayer that I have used, that I have written. And so you can use that as well. If you feel like you have been cursed in any way, you know, curses can come in so many forms, brothers and sisters. You can have poverty curses. Somebody's put a curse on you and you find yourself financially having struggling and having problems. You can have curses on your body where you are sick. There's a lot of different curses. So go to my blog and check it out. And I also have some recommendations, some other books that you can read that can also go into much further detail and help you if you feel you're struggling with this. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to bring this to you is because the Lord has been showing me through the years how many times that there has been a curse that has been thrown to me, and I've had to deal with it. And so I am very familiar with how to get rid of curses. So I guess that's why the Lord gave me this dream, is because I was to once again share it with you. All right, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. I hope this video has helped you, and please leave any comments or questions or thoughts that you might have down below, or you can always email me, and that is the contact for that is also down below in the description box. Be blessed. Until next time.